Steve Cooper, Rank Success, and today I'm going to talk to you in this video about police promotion applications. And I'm going to do a couple of these videos, I may even do three or four. I haven't made my mind up yet, but it's such a big subject, it's such a big topic, so if you've got any questions you'd like me to cover or any issues you'd like me to cover, let me know. The first kind of point out of three I'd like to cover in this video is two words: start now. Now, if you're a busy operational cop and you want to get promoted at some stage, you've got other priorities, you've COVID-19 issues at the moment, but it helps. It's good guidance to start now, even if it's just a thought process. So get yourself a pencil, that's all it takes, and a notebook, and just start scratching down as you can, as things come into mind, as you're dealing with incidents, as you're demonstrating behaviours and values in the workplace. Just start aligning that with the promotion framework that you're going to be assessed at. You'll be surprised how much evidence you can kind of pick up. The next word or topic I want to focus on is opportunity. The fact that a promotion application is a golden opportunity for you to convert that exam result or to convert your leadership aspirations into promotion success. And the last point really is just a warning, I suppose, around word limits. I get to see lots of people's applications and I review final drafts, and the first thing I'll do is look at the word limits, because different forces have different processes in place at different times for different ranks. So word limits are the same, that some forces it's 250, some it's 300, 400, sometimes 500. The first thing I'll do is look at that, and you'd be surprised how often I pick up, and I'm talking probably dozens and dozens of applications that are sent to me as final drafts, where they are 20, 50, 100 words over the limit, and you'd never know if you hadn't gone through, if your application didn't get through, that it was because, with the greatest of respect, because you were busy, you hadn't picked that up. But it might be viewed as you can't follow basic instructions. So three issues there quite quickly. Start now, that's good guidance. The fact that it's a golden opportunity to start compiling your promotion application ahead of time. You don't have to wait for a process to be announced, you can start now. And then just a little word around those word limits. So just coming back to starting now, the reason I say that is because you can, anybody can right now with a notebook and a pencil, just to start collating that. It's a good move. What generally happens is people in exam mode, they're in proactive mode, they get the exam and then foot off the accelerator into reactive mode, waiting for a force to advertise a process, which may or may not include a promotion application. So the language around promotion applications, sometimes they're called promotion applications, competency applications, they're called writing a letter to the chief constable, why you, why now, why should you be promoted right now, expressions of interest, they're all the same thing. In some forces, it's just 500 words written up by your supervisor and you're straight into the interview process. And I've spoken to a few people that have come out that haven't had to do a promotion application, and they've had quite a bruising experience on a promotion board because they haven't understood their own evidence or what they've got to offer, and they haven't been able to kind of get that across and demonstrate the best version of themselves in the interview. So what I would say is, even if your force doesn't have a promotion application stage or step, forces have listened to officers in other forces and they've removed it. So even if your force doesn't have to, you don't have to do one anyway. Because it will give you a great foundation, a great platform upon which to go forward to the next stage. So it's an exercise, a little sign of commitment to yourself to do that, and it'll equip you for your interview. Now, for forces where they have said, well, we don't like promotion applications, and forces listen, and they've removed them, they've replaced them with things like a suite of psychometric tests, so situational judgment tests, inductive reasoning tests, written exercises, you get the message. So be careful what you wish for. All you can do is learn the rules in place at the time, but you can prepare ahead of any process by starting to compile, starting to draft and collate your evidence that you've got that makes the case for you being promoted. It will help you in interview. It will provide a script for you in interview. It will help you start to understand how your evidence aligns to the competencies and the values that you're going to be assessed against. And it's just, as I say, it's an opportunity that exists for you to do that right now. I'm going to do some other videos around this, so I look forward to doing the next one. Just to recap on that, start now. Treat it as a golden opportunity to do it, whether you have to do an application or not, and just start thinking about what the word limits are in your force generally, and start kind of experimenting with your ability to compile your promotion evidence. If you like this video or any of the videos, subscribe on YouTube or follow me on social media, Facebook, which is Rank Success, or Twitter at @rank_success. And I look forward to speaking to you in the next video about promotion applications. Steve Cooper, Rank Success, and this is the second video in relation to the topic of police promotion applications. And in this video, I wanted to focus on three points concerning applications, and they are story, telling stories, structure, and spelling and grammar. In relation to the first point, stories, every one of your examples that you provide, whether it's 250 words, 300 or 500, has to answer the topic or the question or the task that you've been given to provide your best evidence. And it can be very easy to kind of get lost in that, how that is laid out. So if you remember this first point, it has to tell a story. There must be a beginning, a middle, and an end. So that starts you thinking that actually perhaps there is some kind of logic to these, and telling a story is a good way to think about it. So every one of your examples should tell a story. It's generally good to just use one example against each competency, unless of course you're asked for more. So generally use your very best example and use all of your word limit or your word allowance to work on that one. So start with the beginning, what it was you did, the middle, how you did it, why you did it, and the end. What was the impact of it? What was the outcome? What was the point of doing it? So that's the kind of first point. It's just, it must have a story, it must have a flow to it. Otherwise it can come across as garbled and disjointed to the reader or to the assessor, and you don't want that. You want them to be able to read it with some nice flow and for them to easily be able to pick out what it is they're looking for in terms of assessment. The second point is structure. It has to also be structured. So you might think, well, that is a structure, a beginning, a middle, and an end, and telling a story. Yes, it is. But there are also some structures that you can use. So for instance, PAR, if you haven't heard of PAR before, problem, what was the problem you dealt with? Actions, what actions, what leadership actions did you take that align to the competency that that question is focusing upon? And what was the result of your actions, or the outcome of your actions? So as you can see, we're starting to squeeze it in a little bit more and to understand the kind of structure to how an answer is laid out or written down. So PAR is one way of doing it, problem, action, result. STAR, you may well have heard of STAR, it's used in interviews as another structure. What was the situation you were dealing with? What was the task that you were responsible for? What were the leadership actions that you took? And what was the result or the outcome? And an alternative structure, SOAR, which is often used by police officers in the Met to construct, in the Metropolitan Police, to construct their promotion applications. It's generally guidance to officers to use that structure. They're welcome to use others, but everybody seems to use SOAR. And that stands for situation. What was the situation you were dealing with? What was your objective? What were the actions that you took, the leadership actions that you took, and what was the result or the outcome? Now you'll notice with each of those three models, in terms of structure, there is actions and result, Alpha and Romeo, at the end of them. It's really important that you are aware of those, because you can use any or all of them throughout your promotion application, just to ensure that you've overlaid it. So what we're seeing is we're starting to build a story that has a beginning, a middle, and an end that correlates with problem, action, and result. And then when you've done that and you've drafted it and you've worked on it and you've checked it, a bit like a wedding speech, you're going to be working on a draft of it all the time. You never get up and stand out and deliver a father of the bride speech or a best man speech from your first draft. There's no way you would do that. It's more likely the audience get to hear the fourth or fifth draft at least. And between those times, you're always polishing and refining and working on it to get it to be the best it can be. And it's much the same with the promotion application. And the third step I just wanted to come on to was the spelling and the grammar. Now, is that important? The answer to that is yes, it is. Because if people are starting to read through a good application and it's got some structure, it's got a beginning, a middle, and an end, and then it's got a problem, action, and result, that's brilliant. But what you've also got is you have to also then overlay some spelling and grammar checks, because if they're reading 10, 12 spelling mistakes or phrases, it just takes the polish off it. So if you're not particularly good at spelling, and that's okay, get someone who is to just proofread it. They're not looking at the quality of the story or the structure. They're just looking at the grammar, the spelling, and how it's laid out. So 3 points there. Ensure it's got a story, a beginning, a middle, and an end. You've got to follow a structure, whether that's par, star, or soar. And you've got to check the spelling or the grammar. And that's something that's a continuous work in action. So this is just about building the quality of your draft or your promotion application and to get it to be the best it can be. I will be doing another video because, as I've said, it's a broad subject, and I will be touching on some other points just to finish this little trio of videos as such. Now, if you'd like to see some great examples already laid out, you can do that anytime. You can download a digital promotion toolkit for sergeants or inspectors from my website. And you'll see some good evidence laid out in start exactly as I've been talking about. And if you like these videos, you can subscribe to them, or you can follow me on social media, Facebook Rank Success, or Twitter at @rank_success. And I look forward to talking to you on the next video in relation to promotion applications. Until then, take care. Steve Cooper, Rank Success, and this is the third video in a little trilogy of videos concerning the topic or subject of police promotion applications. Now, I've covered 3 points in each of the videos so far, and in this video I would like to focus upon 3 new points that are often overlooked, and they are level, complexity, and outcome. And certainly in relation to inspector applications, when I look through them, when I review them, they're not at the level of inspector, and that's quite clear. The evidence that you put in must be at the level of the rank that you're going for. There's no good providing good sergeant evidence, and it can be quite frustrating if you don't know what the role or the functions and dimensions of the inspector's role are, so that you can help elevate the quality and the content of your promotion application examples. So try and make sure you get it at the level of inspector. And it's one of the things before you finish your application, just to check. It's one of those final checks. Is it at the level? Is my evidence at the level of inspector or sergeant? Because it's one of the things assessors will look for and go, well, do you know what? This isn't really at the level required and we can't put it forward. The second point that I've just kind of focused on is complexity. And when we say complexity, we don't mean that you've provided a promotion application that's complex for the sake of being complex or to confuse somebody. What we mean by that is that the evidence, the content of your examples and evidence are complex in a way, particularly for inspectors. It needs to be able to link to the force aims, objectives, the needs of the public, the needs of communities, performance, the role of the inspector, some of those functions and dimensions of the role of inspector, are they in there? Have you been able to link to leadership, your leadership, to the framework, the competency framework, and the relevant competency in question? So when we talk about complexity, are assessors able to read it and go, wow, this links to quite a few things in the 250, 300 or 400 word word limit. They've actually crammed a lot into this. So not complex to confuse anybody, but it's complex in as much as it's got a number of dimensions to it. It's not just one dimensional and pretty simple in presentation. And the third topic really is outcome. And certainly for inspector evidence, it's important that your evidence finishes with a good outcome, or good outcomes, or a strong outcome. So I always refer to an outcome as a result with muscles. So perhaps in a science application, you are able to put in a good result at the end, and that can be sometimes one dimensional. For instance, you know, public confidence was improved in that area by this much, and this is how we know it. Or crime, a particular crime type was reduced by 20%, 15% in that area. Something like that would be important as a result, but for a sergeant, for an inspector, it's got to be, it's got to have a few more muscles than that. It's got to have some other elements to it. So yes, performance was improved, but it might be that you were able to achieve certain steps on an action plan. It might be that the result of an operation was beneficial in number of respects to partnerships, to the team, that there was a large amount of individual team or organisational learning that came out of it. So focus upon the outcome aspect, and that will help your evidence, your examples in a promotion application, to be that much stronger. So certainly for inspectors, but it's very good for science as well, just overlay before you submit your promotion application a quick check with those 3 points in it. Is it at the level of the rank that you're going for? Is it complex in as much as it's not one dimensional as such? And is there a good strong result or outcome there? And you've spent a bit of time focusing on that. And the other point really generally that I would say with promotion applications is to blow your own trumpet. You're actually writing about what you've done. So with that in mind, also the use of the word we too often is not very good. It's like diluting a glass of orange juice from its essence to something that's much weaker. Use the term I wherever you can. I attended the scene to provide visible leadership. I took control in terms of managing, directing and controlling resources at the scene. So just get used to the use of language I. Assessors are interested in what you did, not what everybody else did. This is a promotion process, and whilst we all know that we achieve things through teams and doing things together, in a promotion process, the focus, the scrutiny, the assessment is upon you. What did you do? So it's useful to start writing in your application and making sure you cover the I, what you did. Okay, so in relation to the three videos that we've covered in relation to promotion applications, the first 3 points were start now. It's always the best time to do it, whether you think so or not. There's no better time. Treat it as a golden opportunity, because it is, and you can get ahead of the curve with it now. A quick warning about word limits. So those were the first three points in the first video. And the second video is about story. Your promotion application has to consist of a story or a number of stories. Structure, choose one, par, star, saw, I've covered those. And spelling and grammar, really kind of before you submit it, take some pride in your work, get someone else to check it over, and just make sure there are no obvious or repeated spelling or grammar issues. There's really no excuse for that, because this should be some of your very best work and evidence of your ability to communicate in writing, which is what's been tested. And then, as we've just covered in this video, last but not least, just overlay that level, complexity and outcome checks. Okay, so that said, if you would like to take a quantum leap forward, or you'd like to kind of hit the ground running right now, you can do that by downloading a digital promotion toolkit for sergeant or inspector. You can come on a masterclass. You can contact me for one-to-one advice. And if you like this video or any of the others, just subscribe on YouTube. Or you can follow me on social media, which is Facebook Rank Success, or Twitter at @rank_success. Until next time, I look forward to speaking to you. We'll be right back.